Gemara says on the bottom of Samach Beis and Aleph, Omale Rav Ada Breid Rav Avila Rav Ashi, Ma Ben Gazlan L'Chamsa. What's the difference between a Gazlan and a Chamsa? What does that mean? So Tosis immediately comments, Ma Ben Gazlan L'Chamsa, Belishna Dekra Ein Chilik Beinei. In terms of the Din D'Araisa, there's no difference between Gazlan and Chamsa. The word chamsa means to take, to grab. Gazla means to take from someone else as well. You're taking money either way. You can call him anything. Call him a gazlan, call him a chamsa, but it's the same halacha in a Torah. There's no difference on a level of darais. Oh, the shaila in the Gemara is, what's the difference on a derabonan level between a gazlan and a chamsa? We find this concept of a chamsa mentioned with the derabonan, where Tanya Beperek Zabora Hosif Aleim Hagazlonim V'Hachamsonim. The Brisa in the Gemara and Sanhedrin says that Chazal Wemosif Gazlonim and Chamsonim. What does that mean? So the Gemara there is talking about Psule Eidus. Mishnah Dav Chavdalad Amabez and Sanhedrin says Ve'eluein Apsulin Hamasachet Bekuvya Ve'amalva Beribis Ve'mafrichayonim Ve'sochere Shviyis. Who are Psule Eidus? People who gamble. Malve beribis, someone who loans, who lends someone money, but he demands ribis in return. Mafri chayonim, people who compete with their doves. Sochre shviyas, someone who does schoru, does business with perishviyas. These are different examples of people who are psulei edus. So Rashi immediately comments, we're not talking about, you know, psulei edus daraisa. Psulei edus daraisa is the start of gazlonim. Right? A gazlan is posel min haTorah le'edus. Atoshes yadcha in Rosh Elios eid chomos. The classical psul daraisa, psul edus daraisa, is Rosh the chomos. Someone who violates an avera of chomos, avera fechimud mamon. Of course, he's posel le'edus. So these are examples of psul edus derabbanan. Psul edus daraisa, gazlanim psul edus daraisa. These are extra psul edus. So the Gemara adds on Daf Chavhem and Beis, Tona Hosifa Aleim HaGazlonim VeHachamsonim. Chazal Wemosiv Gazlonim and Chamsonim as well. That those are Psuli Eidus Derabonim. Gazlonim? Gazlonim Apsulim Derabonim? That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about a Gzele Derabonim. Metzias Cherishotu VeKotan Yeshbem Mishum Gezel Mednei Darke Shalom. Cherishotu VeKotan don't have a Kinyan Daraisa. They really don't have a kinyan. They don't have a das to make a kinyan. So if a chereshot of a katan find a pasi in the street, minat Torah, you can grab it from them, technically speaking, because they don't have a kinyan daraisa. Midrabbonan, Chazal said, mibnei darke shalom, it's not a nice thing. We want to keep the peace. So Chazal asked you to take the metzias chereshot of a katan. So the Gemara says, Chazal amos, if there's someone who violates a gzeila drabbonan, is posel la'edus as well. And similarly, chamsonim apparently are a different category. It's not quite gzeila; it's a little bit different than gzeila. So chazal and most of chamsonim as well that the psuli edus derabbanan. So that is what our Gemara is picking up on. That's Tosis's point. On a level of daraisa, there is no difference between a gazlan and a chamsa. There's no special category to chamsa. Someone who takes money from someone else, he's called a gazlan. There's no reason to give him a special category of chamsa. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin says there are psuli edus derabbanan, and chamsonim are an example of a psuli edus derabbanan. Apparently there's something different between Gazlan and Chamsan. There's this new category Chazal introduced. So that's the Shaila in the Gemara. What's the difference between a Gazlan and a Chamsan? Why would I sometimes call a person a Gazlan and sometimes call him a Chamsan? So the Gemara there, Gazlan and Chamsan, Mefarish Gazlan lo yoev domi, ubemetzias cherishot v'kotan, kidamuki lehosim, the impossible in Atara ela mishum darke shol. Okay. So that's the Shaila of our Gemara. So Amalei Rav Ashi answered, Chamsan Yoev Dami, Gazlan Lo Yoev Dami. The difference between Gazlan and Chamsan is that a Gazlan grabs mammon from his friend, but he doesn't give him money for it. He doesn't pay for it, even though it's Bal Korcha, right? Obviously, we're talking about he's grabbing. The guy doesn't want to give it to him. But the extra chumrah by Gazlan is that he grabs money that doesn't belong to him, and he doesn't even pay for that object. He doesn't pay for the property. But the chamsan will grab. He takes it shelo b'shus. He's chomes, right? He takes something that doesn't belong to him. Takes something of someone else, but he gives him money. So Amalei, Rav Adabre, the Rav Avya asked Rav Ashi, E Yohevdami Chamsan Karisle. What, if he gives money, you call him a Chamsan? V'ha'ama Rav Huna, Talua V'zavin Zvinei Zvinei. Rav Huna has the principle in the Gemara and Bava Basa that Talua V'zavin, let's say you hang someone up on a tree. Meaning, you force someone, you put a gun to his head, you don't have to hang him on a tree. You put a gun to his head and you say, sell me your property. Sell me your property. But I'm not gonna take it from you. Chas v'shalom, I'm not a Russia, right? Don't, I'm not gonna steal it from you. Sell it to me. You put a gun to his head, sell it to me. Rav Huna says, zvine zvine. Agav onsa dezuze gomar umakni. Since he's getting kesef, he's getting money for it, so he has a gemiras das, he has a das to be koner. Rashbam over there explains it's really two elements together. It's that he's being forced, obviously, but he's being forced with the money Rav Huna holds. In that case, he has a gemiras das, and the mecher is taka kayim. It's not viewed as a gzela. The mecher is kayim. It's not like the person did the right thing. He did the wrong thing by forcing him to sell it. But the mecher is kayim. So, frag the Gemara, if you're going to tell me the difference between gazlan and chamsan, is that the gazlan doesn't give money, and the chamsan gives money. So the chamsan gives money. Why do we call him a chamsan? Well, he should be posel le'edus b'chlal. Why should he be posel le'edus? He's giving the money. Talua v'zavin zvinizim. The mekach u'memker is completely kayim. So why should he be called a chamsan? Kasha had amar rotsani, had lo amar rotsani. Dr. Gemara, no, there's a chilek whether he says rotsani or not. If he says rotsani, if the nechtaf, the person from whom the item, the kark or the... the chayfetz is grabbed, if he says rotsani, that I agree. So not only is he being forced to give up the item, the person is grabbing it away from him. The person is grabbing it away, but he's giving money, and he says, and I agree, it's against my will, but rotsani, it's fine. So comes the Gemara and says, that's when the mekach u'memker is going to be kayim. What's a chamsan? A chamsan is that he grabs from the other individual. He might throw him the money, he might give him the money, but he doesn't say rotsani. He doesn't say rotsani, so then it sounds like the mekach u'memker is not going to be kayim. Mecher is not kayim. He's not a gazlan, but he's going to be called a chamsa. Okay, that's what the Gemara seems to be saying. There are three categories. If a person grabs something from someone else and he gives money, and the guy says rotsani, so then the mekach u'memker is kayim, so he's not a gazlan, he's not a chamsan. He didn't do the right thing, but he's not even a chamsan. If he grabbed something from someone else and he gave him the money, but the guy didn't say rotsani, so then he's going to be called a chamsan. If he grabbed something and didn't give any money for it, bichlal, then he's going to be called a gazlan. These are the three categories that the Gemara sets up. That's according to Rov Rishon. There are some who disagree in terms of pshat in the Gemara, but that's the way Rov Rishon went. Before we deal with the details of the Gemara, just what's this Gemara doing here? We were talking about Tamun Da'esh and Mazik and other people. What in the world is this Gemara doing here? Ma ben Gazlan lechamsan. It's a little bit of a pelvic. So Yeshua has a very beautiful pshat. He says the Gemara previously had talked about whether Asu Takonas Nigzal be'isha or Asu Takonas Nigzal be'masar. We're talking about Takonas Nigzal, right? That the person from whom the object is taken, Moser, or the person whose object was damaged and the nizek, so he can take a shavua. Now, just like by nigzal, there's a special takana derabana that he can take a shavua and he can be notel. He can claim that he'll tell us how much the gazlan took. So too, in other cases, Chazal made a takana. They made the takana of nigzal by Eish, maybe by Moser. It's a shayla in the Gemara, Sufik, and you know, we talked about what the Sufik is all about. Zokta Pnei Yeshua. Maybe that's why the Gemara asked this Shaila, because you see from the Gemara that as long as someone is mafsid mamon chavero, he's dumya the nigzal. He's compared to the nigzal vis-a-vis the takonas nigzal. That someone who's a moser, or someone who allows his eish to do hezek, so he's like a nigzal, that we're going to make takonas, we're going to apply takonas nigzal to him. So if we're going to apply takonas nigzal to all these other situations, you see that gazlan is a very broad category. So if gazlan is a very broad category, why does the Gemara Sanhedrin introduce this new concept called a chamsan, a new category called a chamsan? Why is it necessary? If you see in our Gemara that we put many different types of people under the broad category of a gazlan, so then chamsan also should be under the category of a gazlan. My nafgamina between gazlan and chamsan, just call him a gazlan, what's the difference? So to that the Gemara answers, no, there's a difference in the case. It's not quite the same as gazlan. Gazlan doesn't give the money and Chamsan gives the money. So that's why they distinguish between the two cases. But that could be what it's doing here. It's doing it because we've broadened the category of Gazlan vis-a-vis Takanas Nigzos. And now the shaila is, why does the Gemara Sanhedrin introduce a new category called a Chamsan? L'chor just included within the category of Gazlan. You don't need a new category. That's the Gemara. Questions? So basically, what emerges from the Gemara and Sanhedrin and our Gemara is that Chamsonim psulei edus derabbanan, right? They grab something, but they offer the money. So many of the Rishonim ask, why is a Chamson possible only midrabbanan? He should be possible in a Torah, but why? He doesn't violate a lav daraisa. Lo sigzol is only if he grabs something without giving money. The Rishonim say, even if the Chamson doesn't violate Lo Sigza, but he violates Lo Sachmo. Lo Sachmo, he covets, he desires something or someone else. That's the whole idea of a Chamson. Chamson desires the Mamon Shel Chavero, and he's willing to go through the motion even to take it out of the Chavis friend. Okay, so he gives money, but the reality is Lo Sachmo should be violated here. He desired something of someone else, doesn't belong to him. So if he violated Lo sachmos, he should be possible min haTorah le'edus. Why does the Gemara Sanhedrin say hosif alei machamson and epsulei edus derabanan, and they should be possible min haTorah le'edus because they violate lo sachmos? Even if they don't violate lo sigzo, they still violate lo sachmos. Be'emes, the Rishonim ask a similar kasha. The Rishonim and Sanhedrin ask a similar kasha that the Gemara says Chazal were mosif chamson. Most of chamson. It sounds like initially Chazal thought that kosher le'edus mamish. And then Chazal said, no. There's a reason why they're postulators. What's that reason, Taka? Let's see that Gemara. Sifo aleim ha-gazlanim v'achamsonim. So the Gemara asked about gazlan daraisim. Then the Gemara later says, ha-chamsonim. Why ha-chamsonim posul midrabanan? Meikor ha-sover domi koyoy v'akray ba'almahu. Kevin d'chazu d'pachat v'gazri b'hu rabon. What does that mean? Initially, Chazal thought Chamsonim, well, that's Akroi Ba'alma. A person is going to grab the money of someone else and pay for it, grab the property, grab an object of someone else and pay for it. That's not so common, so we don't have to be gozin. Minatori, he's kosher le'edus anyway, but Chazal didn't make him posel le'edus even midrabonim, because they said Akroi Ba'alma, the whole thing is a milsad lo shchicha, so we don't have to be gozer in it. But then Chazal saw that what? That it's comingly day. Gzeila daraisa. Kevin the Chazud of Kachatfi, they saw that it's leading to a situation where he's violating Gzeila daraisa. As Rashi explains, that they're chotef, the property, and they throw the money at the Bailam, but the Bailam don't accept it. The Bailam don't want it. So if the Bailam don't take the money, you know, whether they say they take it willingly or not, but if they don't take the money at all, that's Gzeila Mamish. They have to take the money. So Chazal saw that the Chamsonim were even grabbing in situations where the Bailam were not taking the money. So that's mamish gzeila daraisa. The fact that they throw the money at the Bailam doesn't mean anything unless the Bailam take it. So Chazal then said, midrabbanan, they're going to be posel le'edus. Initially, they thought they were kosher le'edus completely. And Chazal weren't going to be gozer on them. Akroi ba'alma, it's not such a common thing. We don't have to be gozer on it. Meaning, they don't have to be gozer on it because they're not doing the right thing. They're just not doing the right thing to grab things of someone else. So Chazal felt that that's not a reason to be gozer, but then they saw that it's comingly the exhale of the race, so Chazal will gozer that Chamsonim apostle Eidus as well. So it sounds like initially Chazal thought in the Torah that Koshel Eidus Legamri, there's no reason to pass the Chamsonim Eidus Bechlal. So the Pele is, even if Chamsonim did not violate Lo Sigzo, but they violate Lo Sachmo, so why are they not apostle Eidus in the Torah? Right, just like we ask Lemaskon and Agimara that We say midrabbanan lechamsonim apostle eidus. Why shouldn't they be apostle in a Torah? What's the havamina the Chazal had in a Torah? They're kosher le'edus. Chazal thought initially chamsonim are not apostle eidus bechal, and then later because they saw it's coming with the exhale, they apostle midrabbanan. But why? If they violate lo sachmos, so then in a Torah they should be apostle le'edus as well. So Tosfos and Sanhedrin suggest the following: May kara saver dami koyav im tamar v'lifsol midaraisa the ka'aver alav lo sachmos. Lo sachmod is only if there's no damim. Right? Losachmer is only violated if there's no domim. If he doesn't give money, but if he gives money, then he's a chamsan, and he doesn't violate losachmer. He wouldn't violate losigzel nor losachmer, says Tosfos. Ivim tomar v'ha amrinam b'perek kamad above metzia, losachmer below domim mashmalahu, mashmala inshi dafkahu de mishtamea ka. Tosfos says the Gemara in Bav Metzia says Lo Sachmad Lo Inshi Below Dami Mashmala. Who? What is that Gemara talking about? What's that Gemara talking about? Gemara in Bav Metzia and Daf Hayamid Beis. Elohad Amar Rafuna Mashbiano So Shvua She'ena Bershuso Neima Migu Duchosh Davamon Achosh Nashvuasa. What's going on? So we know the first Mishnah in Hamafkid, in the third parak in Bava Metzia. First Mishnah talks about the following situation. If someone is a Shomer Chinam, we know he's Chayef for Pshia, but Potter for Gneva Vaveda. What happens if he claims Nigneva, but he doesn't want to take a Shavua Shalom Pashabam? He's afraid to take a Shavua Shalom Pashabam. Maybe he was Poshea. He doesn't know. You know, he's a tire yid, he's a chashav yid, he doesn't want to take a shvua shlo pashal because he's afraid maybe he'll tackle his poshay. The halacha is that if the shomer was shilim v'lo rotzeh lishova, so then if we find the ganav, then the kefil goes to the shomer. He's kona the kefil by paying the bailim instead of patering himself. He could pater himself, he's a shomer chinim, he's pater for gneva. So if he decides that I'm not going to take my options, I'm not going to exercise my option to say that I'm part to take a shvua shelo pashati ba shelo shalati ba yad. The halacha is that he's kona the kefil, because so to speak he's kona the geneva, and it's a shail exactly. When is he kona the geneva that the Gemara talks about? But he gets the kefil. He gets the kefil because he really could have parted himself, and instead he's paying for the pikon. So comes Rav Huna on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis and says, even if the guy is going to pay for it, he's not nifta completely without a shvua. He has to take a shvua she'ena b'shusa. He doesn't want to take a shvua shelo poshava shelo shalati b'ya, but he's not going to get out of a shvua she'ena b'shusa anyway. Once he accepted upon himself the shmira, we know that he took the object of the pikadon. He was watching the object that we know he took the object of the mafkid. He was watching the pikadon. If he's watching the pikadon, even if he claims nignava, he's not going to get off scot-free. He has to take a shvua she'ena b'shusa. Why? Because v'choshe shema einav nasan ba. V'choshe, maybe the shomer likes the object. You know, the mafkid gave him his baseball bat to watch. This is his prized bat, you know, played Little League for so many years. He hit a couple of home runs with this bat. This was his championship bat. So he gives it to the other guy. So the guy's looking it over. He's hey. Maybe I can be as good as him. So that's the concern we have. Maybe the guy wants to keep the bat. So shvua she'ena b'shusa, he can't get out of. Even though he says the bat was nigdava, I got stolen. I'm sorry. So he claims I don't want to take a shvua shelo pashati ba, but shvua she'ena b'shusa, Rav Huna says he can't get out of because we're afraid shema einav nasan ba. So he has to take the shvua. So frankly, in mind, Bav Metzia Daf Hayamid Beis, migul chashad amon chashad shvua asan. Migul, what's a migul? Not what you think. This is not class. This is not normal migul. Migul normally means someone gives a bad taina. He could have given a better taina. That's not what we're talking about over here. Migul over here just means sense, right? Migul duchashid amamona chashid ashvuas me. If the whole reason why you're forcing him to take a shvuas and a b'shus is because you're afraid shemein of nasan ba, what does that mean? That means you choshid him on the mamon. You think he wants to keep the mamon. So migul duchashid amamona chashid ashvuas. If you choshid him on the mamon, so you choshid him on the shvua. If he's choshid al adover. So then, what's the purpose of having him take the shvua? So he'll lie. He'll say he ate a bershusi because he wants to keep the other. Interesting idea. Right? If he's choshed amamona, he should be choshed ashuasa as well. So Zok the Gemara, no, hasam nami more va'omar domi koya hivna le. There, he's more heter. He's more heter. He's more heter because he says, I'm giving money. Since he's paying for the object, so he thinks that there's no problem, right? He's not really choshed on the mamon. He's not choshed on the mamon, right? He thinks there's no problem with taking the mamon. He doesn't think he's a goslin. He doesn't think he's doing anything wrong by taking the mamon, right? So you can't say he's choshed on the mamon, meaning he's choshed to be a goslin. He's not choshed to be a goslin. He thinks he's doing nothing wrong because because he's paying for it, right? He's not just taking the object. No, he's paying for the bat. He's giving the full value. So he doesn't think that he's doing anything wrong. So he's not chashed amamon. He's not a gazlan. So if he's not a gazlan, then there is a value to putting the shvuah on him. We put the shvuah shena b'shus on him because we say, look, he's not a gazlan. He's not a good guy, but he's not a gazlan either. So if he's not chashed amamon, he's not chashed on a shvuah. We assume that if we force the shvuah on him, then he's going to be parish. He'll say, you know what? Okay, I'll admit I have the bat. Right? If he's chashed on the moment, if we think he's a gazlan, he really wants to take the bat, and he's chashed on the moment. So then you're not going to accomplish anything by forcing him to take the shvuah, because if he's chashed on the moment, he'll be chashed on the shvuah. Once we're chashed to be a gazlan, so then he'll be chashed to be nishma l'sheka. No, the whole idea over here is that he doesn't think that he's chashed on the moment. He doesn't think that he's doing anything wrong. He doesn't think he's a gazlan because he says, I'm paying for the object. So he's not chashed on the moment. So he's not chashed on the moment. Then we do want to force a shvuah on him, because maybe once we force the shvuah on him, shvuah she'ena b'shuso, so then he'll be porish because he doesn't want to take shvuas. Doesn't want to take the shvuah. So we'll force him. We'll force him to give it back, to admit that he took. So I'm gonna Rav Achami Difti l'Ravina ve'alka avra alav d'lo sachmod. How can you tell me that he's not chashed on the moment? Okay, he's paying for it, but he violates lo sachmod. So he violates lo sachmod is nichoshed amamona. So Dr. Gemara lo sachmod le'inshi below dummy mashmalu. People think that lo sachmod is only below dummy, if he doesn't give dummy. But if he gives dummy, he doesn't violate lo sachmod. So nochamol, he's not chashed amamona because he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. So therefore, we force an imbeshua, shena b'shusa, so that he'll be poresh and he'll admit that he took the object. Okay, that's the Gemara Bav Metzias. So Frektosis and Sanhedrin, how can you say that Chamsonim an apostle leidus min haTorah because they don't violate Lo Sachmod, since Lo Sachmod is only below dummy? No, the Gemara Bav Metzias says Lo Sachmod le'inshi below dummy mashmalahu. People think that the Issa Lo Sachmod is only violated if you don't give dummy. But the reality is it's violated even if you do give dummy. Right, even if you do give them. So how can you say a chamsin is possibly edus only midrabanan and not min haTorah, because there is no lo sachmod since he's giving damim? No, the Gemara Bava Metzia says lo sachmod is taka violated even if you do give damim. Just people think lo sachmod is violated only if you don't give damim. So what's the teretz over here? So zok taisus v'yesh lomar the mashmaluhu de ka'amar ritzon alomar nami dechein hu ha'emes. No, mashmaluhu doesn't mean that people think lo sachmod is only violated if you don't give damim. No, that's the reality. Lo sachmod le'inshi below dami mashmal means that it happens to be true. Lo sachmod is only violated if you don't give dami. But if you give dami, lo sachmod is not going to be violated. Very creative reading of the Gemara in Bav Metzia. According to Tosis and Sanhedrin, I would have written in Bav Metzia lo sachmod havi below dami. You don't give dami, then you violate lo sachmod. If you give dami, there's no violation. It's not really what the Gemara says, but the Tosis and Sanhedrin is pushed against the wall. Right, Tosfos and Sanhedrin feels that you have to say lo sachmod le'inshi below dami mashmal means there is no lo sachmod if you give damim, because if you were to say that if you take something but give damim, lo sachmod really is violated, but people just don't think so. So then chamsin should be possible min haTorah le'edus, not just midrabban. So it must be no, the people are right. Lo sachmod le'inshi below dami mashmal means you taka don't violate lo sachmod if you give damim. The Mashah in Bav Metzia points out that seems to be what Tosis in Bav Metzia holds as well. Tosis in Bav Metzia there, Lo sachmod le'inshi below dami mashmalahu v'im tomar frek Tosis teipuk le'mi lo sigzal. Teipuk le'mi lo sigzal. Yeshlomer laver lo b'shnei laver. What's the kasha, what's the teretz? What's Tosis? It's a short vert in Tosis, but what's he talking about? Teipuk le'mi lo sigzal. Sounds like he's saying, why do I need lo sachmod? Why do I need the issa lo sachmod? Tepuk lemi lo sigzal. I have a lav of lo sigzal. So lo sachmod is... So there's no need to have an issa lo sachmod. The issa lo sigzal already existed. So to that, Tosis answers, lav lo b'shnei lav. What's Tosis talking about? Why do I need lo sigzal? I have lo sachmod. No, isn't the issa... Isn't the issa lo sachmod, the issa lo sachmod applies not only if a person takes something against someone else's will and doesn't give money. Lo sachmod lechora applies even if you take something and you give money, like a chamsa. People think lo sachmod only applies if you take something without giving money, but are they right? Chara, they're wrong, right? Losachmala in Shibelo Dami Mashmala, who they think Losachmala is only violated if you don't give money, if you don't pay for it. But they're wrong. Even if you pay for it, even if you're a chamsin and you pay for it, you still violate Losachmala. So what's Tosis asking? What typically me Losigzal? Why do I need the Isser Losachmala? I have an Isser Losigzal to Asa taking money. No, Losigzal Asa is taking money without paying for it, taking an object without paying for it. Losachmala will Aser even taking an object if you pay for it. So what's the kasha crisis? Dr. Marshaw, Taisvis obviously assumed that losachmala in shibulodami mashmalu means even that they're right. That's not right. Losachmala is only violated if what? If you take the object and you don't pay for it. If you're a chamsin, if you take the object and you do pay for it, you don't violate losachmala. So that's why Taisvis is. So typically, milosigzo, if losachmala taka only applies if you take the object without paying for it, that's lo sigzal. So I don't need a new law of lo sachman. Tosa says in a chanami, you're right, it's mamish the same. Lo sigzal, lo sachman is mamish the zel bezach. But lav rolo b'shnei lavin. Mashor and Taisis. Sounds like from Taisis and Bav Metzia, lo sachman, lo sigzal is mamish the zel bezach. It's the same law. You only violate lo sachman if you take something and you don't give money for it. But if you're a chams and you take the object and you give money for it, there's no losachmal, there's no losigzal then, and there's no losachmal either. That's Tosis and Sanhedrin Tosis and Mamatzi. So according to them, what emerges is that in a Torah, a chamsin is kosher la'edus because he really doesn't violate losachmal, right? Chamsin does not violate losachmal because losachmal is only violated if you take the object and don't give money for it. Right? That's one shot. But let's get it on the board so we have a clear head. Okay, what do we have? There are three cases, right? Loka chayfetz below nasandamit. Loka chayfetz the nasandamit. Lo amarot sami. Three different cases of it. So if he took an object and doesn't give damim, what's he called? He's called a gazlan. If he took the object and gave damim, but the other guy did not say rotsani, what's he called? A chamsin. And if the guy says rotsani, what's the din? Mechir kaim nom. Very good. Mechir kaim. When is he over Lo Sachmud? When is he over Lo Sachmud? According to Tosis and Sanhedrin, the first day of Tosis and Sanhedrin, we didn't even see the second day, we'll leave it out. And Tosis and Bav Metzia. If he takes the object and he doesn't give damim, does he violate Lo Sachmud?
Yeah.
Yes. If he takes the object, gives damim, but the guy doesn't say rotsani, does he violate lo sachmud?
No.
If he says rotsani, of course not, right? That's Tosis in Sanhedrin and Tosis in Bav Metzia. Comes Tosis al Asa right over here in Bava Kama and offers a different shot. Chamsan yoiv dami, pshlo amar rotsani, kedem mefarish. Aval min ha-torein ha-posul al ha-hecha de lo yoiv dami. Aval hecha de yoiv dami kosha. If he's a chamsan, he gives damim, he's not a gazlan. So then, he's kosha min ha-torein la-edus. So afal gav lo amarotzani, afal gav lo amarotzani. Afal pisha over alav lo sachmod, says Taisis here in Bava Kama. Even though the chamsan violates lo sachmod, he's giving damim, right? He's giving damim, but nevertheless he violates lo sachmud. Ha'amrina b'perek shnayim ochsin lo sachmud le'inshiv lo damim mashmaluhu. What's Tosin Bava Kama saying? The chamsan who takes an object but gives damim violates lo sachmud, but nevertheless min ha-Torah is kosher la'edus. Why? Why? He violates a lav d'arayis, a lav d'chomas, no? So why is he kosher min ha-Torah? Why? Because the Gemara in Bava Metzia says, L'sachma le'inshi b'lo domi mashma lehu. What's those in Bava Kama saying? Anyone? That the apostle le'edus min Torah, a person has to what? A person has to know that he's violating a lav daraisa, lav duchamas daraisa. So if he thinks he's not doing anything wrong, min Torah, he's kasha le'edus. It's not that he doesn't violate the lav, he is violating the lav. Even if what? Even if he gives domin. Los Achman is still going to be violated. Because he doesn't think he violates the lav, min HaTorah he's kasha le'edus. That's how Tosis and Bava Kama learns. Right? Tosis and Bava Kama learns, when is Los Achman violated? Of course, if he doesn't give domin. But even if he gives domin, if the guy doesn't say, he wrote son, he said the mecher is in Kayam, so he'll violate Los Achman, even if he gives domin. So why is he kasha le'edus min HaTorah? He's kasha le'edus because he doesn't think he's violating any love. So as long as he doesn't think he's violating any love, the psul le'edus is not going to kick in on a deraisa level.
Why should it matter what he thinks?
Apparently, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that if he's a shogeg, so that doesn't create a psul le'edus. It's that you have to violate the love b'mezid. At least a lav of Rosh Hashanah, the Chumash. You got to violate the lav b'mezid in order to be posel min HaTorah le'edus. That's what Tosfos Bava Kama is saying. And this yesod of Tosfos Bava Kama can explain the Rambam shita as well. The Rambam has a third shita in this discussion. What did the Rambam say? When is the Issur Lo Sachmat violated according to the Rambam? Rambam Hilchos Gzeila, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes. Someone who's chomed something of some of his friend, wants something, his kalim, his evet, etc., and he pressured him till he actually got it from him. Even though he gave damim, the Rambam says he violates lo sachma. If he didn't say Rotsani, if the Nechtav didn't say Rotsani, so then he violates Los Achman. If he says Rotsani, Zok Deraivid, of course Los Achman is not going to be violated since the Mecher is Kayim, there's no Los Achman. So it comes to the Magi Mishnah and says, look, the fact that the Rambam didn't mention that, it seems as though the Rambam holds that even if he says Rotsani, he still violates Los Achman. Even if the Mecher is Kayim, Los Achman is still violated according to the Rambam because he wasn't Mechalik. Wasn't Mechalik like the Raivid. That's how the Magen Mishnah understood the Rambam. That bein if a person takes something, shalom b'shus, and he doesn't pay money for it. Bein if he pays money, whether the guy didn't say Rotsani, whether he said Rotsani, it doesn't matter. Lo Sachmut is still going to be violated in all three cases according to the Rambam. And the Rambam is the biggest chiddush of it. Lo Sachmut is violated whether he didn't give money, or if he gave money, if he didn't say Rotsani, or even if he says Rotsani, and the mecher is kayam, there's still Los Achman. So according to the Rambam, the kasha comes back. Min HaTorah, the chamsanim, akosha le'edus. How can that be? They violate Los Achman in every case. The chamsan violates Los Achman. Even if he says Rotsani, there still is Los Achman. So why are they kosher le'edus? The Rambam obviously is going to have to learn, like Tosfos and Bava Kama, that it's all a function of perception. If you don't think that you're violating any law, min HaTorah, you're kosher le'edus. That's the idea, that the guy thinks he's not doing anything wrong. He's paying for it. He doesn't really think, maybe he thinks he's not a tzaddik, but he's not really violating any isser. Min HaTorah, he's kasha le'edus because he doesn't think he's violating any isser. Okay, these are the three different shittas in the Rishon. So the Ravid Lechora is like Tosis and Bava Kama, right? That seems kasha pshat in the Ravid, right? That's the simple pshat. Tosis and Sanhedrin and Tosis and Bava Tzir are a big chiddush. Lechora the Ravid would say like Tosis and Bava Kama that he violates Los Achmod if he takes it to Shelo Bershus and doesn't pay for it. He violates Los Achmod also if he takes and gives Domin, but the guy does not say Rotsan. Okay. So it comes out that the Rambam and the Ravid, the Rambam and the other Rishonim argue fundamentally over here whether the Issur Lo Sachmot is violated even if the Mecher is Kayim, Right? The Rambam seems to say, even if the mecher is kaim, talua v'zavin, zvine zvine. Right? The person is forcing him. Right? He's forcing him, grabbing the object. He's forcing him. He's paying for it. Right? Even if the mecher is kaim, the Rambam still says losachman is going to be violated. The Rambam argues. What's the machlokas the Rambam and the Rambam? How can we understand the sheet of the Rambam? It's really a pell. Really a pell. Right? The mecher is kaim. What kind of losachman could there be if the mecher is going to be kaim? The Rav wanted to suggest, and this is also found in the Stipler Sefer on Chumash in the Birchas Peretz, Parshas Yisro, that perhaps the Rambam is making a fundamental statement about the Isser losachman. What's the nature of the Isser? The Rambam holds that the Isser is an Isser chemda. It's an Isser of machshav. It's an Isser machshav. First glance, how can the Rav and the Stipler say that? The Rambam himself says that you only violate losachmod if you take the object. If you skip down to the end of Halacha Tes, Rambam writes, "Veino over belav zat shiikach hachefet shachama, kini shenema losachmod kesef izav aleim belakach halach chimut sheyesh b'maisa." It's exeris hakasev. The Mechilta has this drush. Losachmod is only violated if it's a chemda sheyesh b'maisa. If you chomed until you're actually going to take the object. You're going to pay for it, but you're taking the object. Chimut sheyesh b'maisa. So what does the Rav mean that the Rambam holds that the Isser is an Isser Chemda? The answer is the Rambam holds losachmod is violated through the Chemda, but there's a shear in the Chemda. The shear in the Chemda is that you desire it so much that you're going to go through the motions, you're going to do an action in order to get the object. You will pay for the object, but you're going to go through the motions to get the object because you want it so much. The Rambam continues in Halacha Hey, Kala Mesave Beso Ishto VeKelev Shel Chaver VeChen Kol Kiyotze Ben Mishar Dvarim SheEfshelo LeKnoso Mimenu Kevin SheChasha Belibo Hech Yitne Dover Zev VeNifta Belibo VeDover Over Belosas Eshenem Losis Ave VeIntai VeEle Beleiv Belvad. The Rambam says the Issa Losis Ave, that's violated Beleiv Belvad. Someone who desires something and thinks of ways of getting it, stratagems as to how he can acquire it. So just because he wanted the object, he violates lo sisave. Lo sisave is violated belev bilvad. Ain't taiva ela belev. Lo sachmod, though, the Rambam quotes from the pasuk that lo sachmod is only violated if it's a chimut sheyesh b'maisa. You need a maisa. But says the Rav, the Rambam apparently understands that the nature of the iser is an iser chemda. It's an iser belev. It's an iser machshava. Even lo sachmod is an iser machshava. It's just there's a shear in the machshava. Right, to violate lo sachmod, you have to have azam machshav, azam chemda, that it's going to lead to a maisa lekicha. It's going to lead to a maisa lekicha. That's why the Rambam says lo sachmod requires that you actually take the object. Not that the iser is the maisa lekicha. The iser is the chemda shebelev. But lo sachmod has a shear in the chemda that you desire it so much that you're going to go through whatever motions it takes in order to get the object. Comes the Ravid and says, no, that's not the iser. The iser lo sachmod b'chal. You totally misunderstood. The Ravid holds that the Issa Lo Sachmod is an Issa Maisa. It's a Maisa Lekicha. Lo Sachmod basically tells me that if you desire something to the extent that you take it, when you take it, the Maisa Lekicha will make you violate another Issa. If you take the object without paying for it, then you violate Lo Sigzon. If you take the object and you pay for it, you violate Lo Sachmod, but not Lo Sigzon. But the Isser is an Isser Maisa, it's not an Isser Chemda. It's not an Isser of Chemda, it's more than that. It's an Isser of Maisa. The Rambam holds it's an Isser Chemda with a shear that you're going to have a Maisa Lekicha. The Ravid says, no, the whole Isser is the Maisa Lekicha. Of course, it's not quite the same as Gzeil, according to the Ravid. Gzeil is only going to be violated if you take the object without paying money. The Isser Losachma will be violated if you take the object, but you do pay money for it. So Zokter Rav, that's why the Rambam and Ravid argue whether you say Rotsani or not. Do you violate Losachmod if the Nechtav says Rotsani? The Rambam says that even if he says Rotsani, even if the Mekach is Kayam, the Issa Losachmod is still violated, because the Rambam says the real Issa is an Issa Chemda. It's an Issa Chemda. And even if the Mekach is Kayam, so that might do away with the Maisa Lekicha, with the Issa of the Maisa Lekicha. It's not a Maisa Lekicha be'Issa if it's a Mekach. Right, the Rambam says there's no mais lekicha be'isser if there's a mecher. The Rambam admits to that. But that doesn't matter. If the Issa Lo Sachmar is an Issa of Chemda, it's just there's a shir in the Chemda that you have to desire it so much that you're going to go through the motions, you're going to do an action to try to get it. So even if Tachlis, after you get it, you're going to pay money, and he says Rotsani, and the Mecher is going to be Kayim, so the Isser and the Maisa Lekicha, there is no Isser and the Maisa Lekicha, but you still had a Chemda that was Osi Lidei Maisa. So the Rabbim says, Lo Sachmar is going to be violated. But the Rabbit says, no, Lo Sachmar is not an Isser Chemda. It's an Isser in the Maisa Lekicha itself. So if he says Rotsani and the Mecher is Kayim, then there's no Isser in the Maisa Lekicha. You didn't do the right thing, but you can't call it that there's an Isser in the Maisa Lekicha because the Mecher is Kayim. It's up to Ravid. If there's no Isser in the Maisa Lekicha because the Mecher is Kayim, Lo Sachma cannot be violated. What do Tosis and Sanhedrin and Tosin do in Sihon? So, Lachar, they also agree to the Ravid. They also hold that the Isser Lo Sachma is an Isser in the Maisa Lekicha. But they go even further. They say that the Mais Lekicha involved has to be a Mais Gzela. It has to be a Mais Gzela that you violate Lo Sigzo for. The Ravid says no. Right? The Ravid says no. There's a new category. That it's a Mais Lekicha Be'isr. He didn't say Rotsani, so that is a Mais Lekicha Be'isr. It's not a Mais Gzela. You're not, there's no Lo Sigzo for this because he gave money. But there's still a Mais Lekicha Be'isr. Tosis and Sanhedrin, Tosis and Bamatsia would say, no, lo sachmo lo inchi below damim mashmalahu. There is no lo sachmo if you give damim. Even though you did a maisa lekicha that's not right, but that's not lo sachmo. Lo sachmo is, if you do a maisa gzela, you do a maisa of which you violate lo sigzel, then you violate lo sachmo as well. That's the kefal halavim that Tosis and Bamatsia is referring to. The Rav wanted to suggest that based on this, we can explain another machlokas of the Rambam and Ravid as well. The Rambam says in the same halacha, "Vein lokan alav zem and meshein bo maisa." Lo sachmod is a lav for which there is no malchus because it's a lav shein bo maisa. Lav shein bo maisa. There's no maisa in the lo sachmod. So says the Ravid, "Lo ra'isi teima godol mizeh." The Ravid says, "I didn't see a bigger pella than this." Right. I was in the shir the whole year in Bava Kama. I didn't see a bigger pella in this. We had a lot of ploim over here. We had a lot of good kashas. The rabbit says, this is the biggest kasha. The final day. Not opening day, but the final day of the regular season. The playoffs are still coming. Right? The final day of the regular season, the rabbit says, Lo ra'isi teimo godol mizeh. Collect this item, rabbit. Right? What's the greatest teima in the rabbit? Zela Aleph Tes. Is there a greater maisa godol than taking the chayfetz in a bailam? The Ravid says, I'll tell you why you're not going to be loka on the Issa Lo Sachmo. Just like you're not going to be loka on lo sigzol because it's a lav hanitan le tashlumin, there's a chi of hashova, right? It's like nitak lase, right? It's nitan le tashlumin. You can wipe out the lav by returning the object. So since you can wipe out the lav by returning the object, there's no malchus for that, right? The classical form of a lav for which you have malchus is lo sachsum shor bedisha. If you muzzle the shor bedisha while it's threshing. So every lav that you get malchus for has to be dumid lav the chasima. So if it's nitak lase, if it's connected to an ase, if it's nitan le tashlum, and if you can get rid of the lav by paying up or by returning the object, it's not dumid lav the chasima. So you're not going to get malchus for it. Says the Ravid. The reason why you don't get malchus for lo sachmod is not because it's ein bo maisa. Says the Ravid. Ein lecha maisa gadol mizeh. You're taking the chevers and the baila. It's nitan letashlumin, so therefore you're not going to get malchus for the lav. What's the machlokas the Rambam and the Ravid? So first of all, the Magen Mishnah points out that the Rambam couldn't say the Ravid's pshat. The Rambam couldn't say what it's nitan lechoshev, so therefore you're not going to get malchus. The Rambam happens to hold that you violate lo sachmod even if the guy says rotsani, even if the mecher is kaya. So there's no chiyav hashava in such a case. The Rambam holds you violate Lo Sachmod even if the Nechtav says Rotsani, even if the Mecher is Kayim, there is no Chiyav HaShava. So So you can't say, what, there's no malchus for this lav because it's nitan lahashiv. It's not nitan lahashiv if the mecher is kayim. You're not going to accomplish anything by returning in that case. You're just giving him a matana ba'alma. So that's why the Rambam had to say something else. He had to say it's a lav shein b'maisa. But the question is, how could he say it's a lav shein b'maisa? Isn't the Ravid right? Ein lecha maisa godin b'maisa. What's the Rambam saying? So the Rambam Lechorah is saying two things. He's making two assumptions. The Rambam, first of all, is assuming that the nature of the Isser Lo Sachmod is that it's an Isser of Chemda. It's an Isser Belev. It's an Isser Belev with a shear that you have to be Chomei Belev Kol Kach until you're actually going to do a Maisa Lekich, until you're going to take it from the guy. You might pay money for it, but you're going to take it from the guy. But that's only a shear in the Chemda. The real nature of the Isser is that it's an Isser of Chemda Belev. And the Rambam holds, how do we define something as a lav shein b'maisa or a lav sheyesh b'maisa? There are many different lavim in the Torah. Sometimes we say it's yesh b'maisa, sometimes we say it's ein b'maisa. How do you define something as a lav shein b'maisa? That's a function of the essential character of the lav. If the etzem halav is ein b'maisa, so then even if there are tnoim involved in the lav, even if there's a tnai that you have to do a maisa to violate that lav, but if the essential character of the lav is that it's ein b'maisa, that's called a lav shein b'maisa. You're not going to get malchus for that. So the Rambam says that even if lo sachmad is only violated through a maisa, you need that maisa. You have to have a maisa lakicha. But the Rambam says that's just a tnai ba'alma. It's a tnai ba'alma. What's the real iser lo sachmad? The iser is the chemda b'leiv. The Chem de Belev, the Haraya, the Rambam holds, even if he says Rotsan, even if the Mecher is coming, there's no Isser in the Maisa Lekicha, you still violate Lo Sachma. Right? The Rambam says the Isser is an Isser Chem de Belev. The Maisa Lekicha is just a sheer in how much Chemda there is. It's so much Chemda that you're willing to go through the motions to take it. Lo Sisave is in Gansin Belev, ain't Taiva Belev. Lo Sachma, it has to be Azah Chemda that you're gonna work hard to get the object. You're gonna do a maisa to get the object, says the Rambam. But that's only a tnai ba'alma. Since it's only a tnai ba'alma, the essence of the lav is that it's a lav shem b'maisa. There really is no maisa in the essence of the lav because it's only an issa chemdas. That's why the Rambam says that it's a lav shem b'maisa. That's why you're not going to be lovish. What does the Ravid hold? What could the Ravid hold, and what does the Ravid hold? So the Ravid could argue with the Rambam in a very simple way. He could say that I disagree with the Rambam in terms of defining what's a lav shein b'maisa. The Ravid could say that I agree to you, Rambam, that the essence of the Isser Lo Sachmod is that it's an Isser Chemda, an Isser of desiring something. With a shear and a maisa, like a shear that you're gonna do a maisa to get the object. But the Ravid could say, I disagree about how to define a lav shein b'maisa. I hold that even if you need a maisa as a tnai ba'alma to violate the lav, that's also called a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Yesh b'maisa. It's not the essential character of the lav, perhaps. Right? But even if it's not the essential character of the lav, the fact is, if there's a tenai that you have to do a maisa in order to violate that lav, that's called the lav sheyesh b'maisa. This is a major machlokas in Rishonim. Right? The Rishonim have a debate how to define the lav sheyesh b'maisa, the lav shein b'maisa. Is it a function of the essential character of the iser, or is it a function of what you have to do to violate that iser? It could be that if you have to do a maisa, even if it's only a tnai ba'alma to violate that iser, it's called a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Even if the essential character of the lav is taka ein b'maisa, right? You violate the lav without a maisa, but if you need a maisa to get there, then taka might be called a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Give you an example. Right? Let's say someone takes a shvua. Shvua she'ochal kikr zehayom. Takes a shvua, I'm going to eat this loaf of bread today. And then he throws it into the yam. So he's not going to eat it today. Does he get malchus? Let's say they give him hasra before he's about to throw the kicker into the yam. They give him hasra. You know, if you throw the kicker into the yam, you're going to violate the shvua that you made. So does he get malchus for that shvua, or does he not get malchus for that shvua? So that's the major machlokas in the Rishon. Tosus and shvuas on Daf Dalid says that there's no malchus for that. It's a lav shein b'maisa. How does he violate the lav? Right, he violates the law by not eating the kikar. He said shvua she'ochal, I'll do something positive, b'kum va'aseh, and he doesn't. Right, so how does he violate the law? He violates the law by not doing something. The Tos in Shvua says that's a law of shein b'maisa. What's the essence of the law? Shalo b'maisa. Aye, but he did a maisa. He threw it into the yam. So what? But that's not how he violates the law. He violates the law by not eating the kikar. The Ramban in Makkos quotes the Yerushalmi that disagrees with Tosis and Shuas. Yerushalmi says that you, that in that situation where you throw it into the Yam, you will get Malkus. Because you're doing a Maisa. You're doing a Maisa in order... You're violating the law by doing a Maisa. And since you did a Maisa in order to violate the law, then Yitaka will get Malkus for that Maisa. So you see clearly what the Yerushalmi is assuming is that something can be called a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa even if the essential character of the Lav is not violated through Maisa. Right? The essential character of the Lav is passive. B'Shevi Al Tasa, the person violates the Lav. He doesn't eat the kicker. But since he did it through a Maisa, since he violated the Lav through a Maisa, so it's called a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa and he'll get Malkus for that. The Shagasarye is Medayak from the Rambam. Shagasarye in Simin Lamed Bey is Medayak from the Rambam in Hilchas Chagiga in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, that the Rambam Taka holds that the Lav Shein B'Mais is a function of the essential character of the Lav. Because the Rambam in Hilchas Chagiga says that we know that everyone is Mechuyev when they come up to the Beis HaMikdash, Shalosh Regolim, a person is Mechuyev to bring Karbonis with him. V'lo Yeru'u Fonai Reikam, a person has to bring Olos Re'iyah. If he comes into the Azara without a carbon, he does what's called a Bia Reikonis. He came in Reikonis without a carbon. What's the din? Do you get Malkus for that? So the Rambam says that you don't get Malkus for it. Why? You don't get Malkus for that? That's a Bia Reikonis. You came into the Azara Reikonis without a carbon, so you did a Maisa. The Rambam says there's no Malkus for that. Zok v'shagasah. You see from the Rambam that Lav Shein B'Maisa is a function of the essential character of the law. The fact is, how do you violate this law? By not bringing a carbon. It's not the entering into the Azar, it's the entering into the Azar without the carbon. It's B'Shevi Al Tasa. In fact, you don't have the carbon. So the Rambam says, if you don't have the carbon, you're not going to get Malkus for that, even though you can really only violate it by coming into the Azar, by doing a Maisa. Yeah, but the Maisa is not the law. The law is not bringing the carbon. So since the lav is not bringing the carbon, that's the essential character of the avera that you've done. That's called the lav shem b'maisa. You're not going to get malchus in that. So you could have said that the Rambam holds that lav shem b'maisa is a function of the essential character of the lav. Lo sachmod is an issa chemda with a tnai to do a maisa l'kicha. So the Rambam says that you can't get malchus for lo sachmod because it's a lav shem b'maisa. And what does the Ravid say? So you could have said, if you didn't have more of the Ravid, right? You just took this sheet of the Ravid that he claims it's not a Lav Shein B'Maisa. Could have said the Ravid holds that even if the Issa Lo Sachmod is really an Issa Chemda, but because there's a Tanai that you have to do a Maisa L'Kich in order to violate it, that's called a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. That's what you could have said. But Zog the Rav, from the other Ravid, you see that the Ravid really is disagreeing with the Rambam for a different reason. He doesn't have to disagree with the Rambam in terms of defining what a Lav Shein B'Maisa is. The Raiva could agree with the Rambam and say that Lav Shem Maisa is a function of the essential character of the Lav. It's not a function of the circumstances of the violation, not a function of whether there are Tznoyim that you have to do a Maisa to violate the Lav, no, it's a function of the essential character of the Lav. He agrees with the Rambam about that. And yet the Raiva will say, Lo Sachmod is not a Lav Shem B'Maisa. Why? Because the Raiva argues with the Rambam fundamentally in terms of the nature of the Issa, Lo Sachmod. The Rambam holds that it's an Issa Chemda with a Tanai that you do a Maisa L'Kicha. The Ravid holds it's not an Issa Chemda. No, it's an Issa of a Maisa L'Kicha. Issa of a Maisa L'Kicha. It's not the Maisa L'Kicha of Gzela. Gzela is a different level. Right? That's where you take an object and you don't pay for it. The Ravid says, no, I'm not like Tosis in Bava Mitzvah, Tosis in Sanhedrin. Right? It's not that Lo Sachmod, Lo Sigzal are really the Zel Bazak. It's the same love. Kefal Alavim. No. Lo Sigzal is violated if you take the object and you don't pay for it. Lo Sachmod is violated if you take the object, even if you do pay for it, but the guy doesn't say Rotsani. Zok the Ravid, the Isser is a Maisa L'Kicha. It's not an Isser Chemda. Chemda is part of it, but the Isser is a Maisa L'Kicha. That's why if he says Rotsani, there is no Isser Lo Sachmod, because there's no Isser in the Maisa L'Kicha then, because the Mecher is Kayim. So Zok the Ravid, if the Isser is a Maisa L'Kicha, then we talk on the stand. There is no such thing as Lav Shein B'Maisa. Ein l'chatema gadol mizeh, you note l'chayfetz. The Rambam would say, okay, shkoyach, you note l'chayfetz fun haint bismorgen. But the fact is, that's just the Tanai ba'alma. The real Isser is the Isser Chemda b'leiv. Zok the Ravid, nein, the Isser is not the Isser Chemda. The Isser is the Maisa L'Kicha b'Isser. The Maisa L'Kicha itself, nah, it's not Gzela, but it's the Maisa L'Kicha b'Isser. So Zok the Ravid, if it's a Maisa L'Kicha b'Issa, that's a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. So why talk is then no Malkus? It's Nitan L'Tashlum. Ivan has to give a different reason for why there's no malchus, because he says you misunderstood Rambam. Lo sachman is taka an isser maisa. It's not an isser of chemd with a tnai of maisa. It's an isser maisa mamish. So that's why it's not a lav sheyesh b'maisa, but rather it's called a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Okay. We'll stop here. I just want to close.